So we started Zrizus, but we wrapped up yesterday the Midah of Vatronus. So I just got it today, had an incredible story. Okay, this is a wacko story. So there's a guy that, I don't really know all the details, where he lives and who he is. I don't know if probably no one here knows who he is anyway. Basically, so this guy was he had a business, and he got into a machlokes with people in the business, and in the end, you know, his business went a little bit sour, maybe because of the machlokes. Not clear. Bottom line is that so he was in a heavy, you know, discussion and argument and lawsuit or whatever with these people. So a few rabbanim, including myself and others, kept on telling him, look, you're not going to win this fight. You're not going to win this fight. It's just going to go on forever and drag out. You should be mevater. You know, lemaisa, just sign some sort of release and move on. Like, it's not going to benefit you. So lemaisa, he did that. And on the day that he did that, he also owed a lot of money to a bank. Several million dollars to a bank. So on the day that he did that, he was negotiating with the bank. The bank sent back a release to him. They released half the loan, almost $4 million. So he called me up and was like, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's like, I couldn't have even made this up. My attorney said that, I don't even know why you're asking for this. It would be an open miracle if they would agree. Why in the world should they agree, right? You have outstanding debt with the bank. And like, why in the world should they agree? But fine, well, you want us to try to apply for it, whatever. Back and forth, going on for a few months. He got back the document the day that he signed the other thing. So these are stories that happened. Karach of the Midah of, you know, being Mavata. And it's interesting Maisa. Fine. So Lemaisa, we're going on to the Midah of Zrizus. So we were talking yesterday that Zrizus is not just a time clock. It's not just an issue of how quickly you do something. It really determines your whole attitude, right? What's governing your actions? Are you being pulled down? Are you lazy? Are you choimer? Are you gashmi's dick? Or look, you know, you're a more spiritual person. You're in touch with your neshama. So he's going to go and bring like the derech of the sefer, many, many, many chazals. I don't know if you have to go through each and every chazal, but many chazals determining and showing how great Zrizus are. So let's learn some of the chazals and, you know, hopefully gives us a chizuk to understand how important it is and how important chazal look at it. So it says that Zrizim makdimin lemitzvus, Zrizus mevi'a l'idei nekius. So when a person does a mitzvah quickly, it says mitzvah bal liyadcha al tach mitzvah. You have an opportunity to do a mitzvah. Don't let it sour. Because, you know, again, you're doing it with your full lave or you're not doing it with your full lave. If you're doing it with your full lave, you do it right away. If you're not doing it full right away, why are you not doing it right away? Because you're getting distracted. There's something else more enticing to you. So that shows you're not doing it with your full lave. Chazal say, lo ilum yakdim adam l'dvar mitzvah. You should always, and there's another application. You have two people that have an opportunity to do a mitzvah. Are you going to let the other guy do it, or are you going to do it? Well, I'll do it later. No. Lo'ilam yakdim adam l'dvar mitzvah shebishvil laila echad shekadma b'chir l'tzir azachzor kadma arba doris b'Yisrael. That's the two daughters of Lot. They felt it was a mitzvah to go and make whatever, my privy review in the world. So she, the girl that did it first, even though we think of it as a terrible avera, right? But in her mind, she was doing a mitzvah, and she did Zrizus in the mitzvah. She was zoicha to more generations of Klal Yisrael. Ubrachis Lolam Yarat Adam Ladvar Mitzvah, Vafil Bashabis. A person's allowed to run for a mitzvah on Shabbos. So even though you're not allowed to run generally on Shabbos, you could. The Amru Shiva Kimanudin Lashamayim. Amazing medrash. I never even heard of this medrash. Chupas Eliyahu. I don't know what the medrash is. The medrash says there that there are seven people that are menudel hashamayim, that are like in chayim. The echon mehen, misha'en rots the dvar mitzvah. You could run to a mitzvah and you don't run to the mitzvah, then it's a problem. Over midbar rabo, hein am kalavi yakum v'karo yisnasa. What did Bilam? How did he compliment Klal Yisrael? He says, oh, you're like an ari, you're like a lion. Omdim imitosim ka'aroyos. Chaitfin kriyashma. And you say kriyashma right away. Visham. And this is a great thing. It says, afa pishin is baser Moshe. Besuras misa. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was told that he'll die after the war with Midian, nevertheless, since there was an opportunity to do the mitzvah, he went and chapped around the mitzvah quickly, even though he knew that his death would be totally in that. Okay? Then he says that the people that were also the opposite, people that were lazy in mitzvahs, Chazal looks very, very harshly at them. We all know the Mishnah at the end of Sukkah, that it talks about the mishmeres of Bilga, that Bilga was a mishmeres that came late to do the Avodah, and then Chazal took away their tabas in the Beis HaMikdash because, you know, they didn't show the proper chashivas to it. And he brings the Gemara in Shabbos, gives a mashal. Basically, the mashal is that a king puts out a public announcement and he says, who's ever ready, I am going to have a lavish meal at my palace and whoever wants to come can come. So the Zrizim got themselves ready. They got dressed for the occasion and they waited at the head of the, at the front of the palace. The Atzelim said, it's going to take time. I mean, look, he's got to go catch the fish. He's got to go hunt the food. It's going to take time. Look, I got plenty of time. In the end, they weren't ready. When the king calls, he sees these people are not dressed. They're not ready. So he says, we could sit with the slaves. And the people who were ready, they were invited in for the meal. So Reb Chaim says, that's very good. But Reb Meir says, but in Olam Haba, it's worse. At least if you sit with the slaves, you're eating. But in Olam Haba, you're not ready. Right? So in other words, there's another problem with procrastinating is that will not happen. Right. So aside from the fact that when a person actually gets to it, he's not doing it with the excitement, he's not doing it with the full lathe. Practically speaking, a person pushes something off, they'll never get to it. Okay. It's a Gemara and Brachas, Tamar Chacham, Al Yikanis Bachrein El Beis HaMedrash. This is the Milo. Let's see some more Chazal. This is Vavagav the Chayav and Lasos Kane. Yiboy Lazuzay Nafshayu. Kedetani Eif Shaloilam Bolei Basam Bolei Bursi. Basically, no matter what, a person should go ahead and make sure that they stay away from laziness. Now, by the way, I heard one time, it's not really on that laziness is an amazing vart from the Chazon Ish. He says, and it really fits with everything that we said in describing the Midah of Zrizus. He says, sometimes the guy who's lazy is going to run. And the guy who's not lazy, who's a Zariz, is going to go to sleep. Says, how could that be? What takes more energy? What takes more energy to go to sleep than to run? It's very simple. He said, you have a bunch of guys in yeshiva, in the dorm. It's midnight. And it's time to go to sleep. What happens? A couple of guys start schmoozing and this, hacking around, right? Start hacking around. You could sit there schmoozing for hours in the yeshiva dorm, right? So they go on for hours. So he says, the guy who's the lazy, he's going to stay and schmooze. The guy who's the zariz is going to go to sleep. Sometimes the atzlus requires you to do more energy. You're in the door, you're in the place, you get up to go get yourself another drink. Your atzel, what do you need another drink for? Have gvura. You don't need that. Okay? So he says that that's exactly what we're saying. The atzlos is not how much energy you put forth. Atzlos is your focus. If a person is zariz, then they're focused on their mission. If my mission right now is to go to sleep, I go to sleep. But if I get distracted from my mission, then I can go run, I can go do other things, which are really, I'm following my goof and doing that. But I'm being lazy because I'm not able to be misgaber over my goof. It's an incredible, incredible knetch, right? And understanding what's driving a person. So the Mesillas Yesharim brings, and he brings it here also, the famous pasuk in Shir Shirim, in Koheles, which says Lechel Namala Otzel Re'ei Drachecha V'Chachem V'Chacham, right? That you the Otzel, you the lazy, go look at an ant. Go look at an ant and see how the ant lives. You'll never find an ant just sitting, relaxing, taking a sunbathing. The ant is always moving around. He's always carrying some little bread. He's always working things out. So you should learn from the ant. So the shaila is, it's a little weird, right? Because what's that pshat in the ant? I think the scientists say that the average ant collects more food than it can eat in like 17 lifetimes, something like that, right? Am I the only one that ever heard that? You're saying you heard it also? Right? That the average ant collects more than it could ever eat in many, many lifetimes. So what lesson should I go take from the ant? The ant's busy all the time. Yeah, the ant's stupid. It's collecting more food than it should ever be able to collect. So what's the point of going to use the ant as an example of don't be lazy. Oh, forget, relax. I mean, what's the ant busy with? It's a good kasha. Huh? Let's talk about it. So I heard this kasha, B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. So my Rashiva said, B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov, like this, Kavaltika Pshat. He said, what's pshat in the ant? Let's think about it. Why? He doesn't know how much he eats per year, per day, per year. Of course he knows. So why is he collecting so much? Because the ant thinks he's going to live forever. The ant is not collecting. He thinks he's going to live forever. If you think you're going to live forever, you got to use all your time wisely. Because right, you're always going to be able to use it. So he says, a person lives forever. Our neshama lives forever. So therefore, you got to keep collecting the stuff. You're never going to finish it. There's no end to it. So yeah, the ant thinks he lives forever. You know why? Because there's a shayrish in the bria that we live forever. Our neshama. When you live forever, you got to keep on working forever. Work hard to collect enough so you have for it, for the storage, for all the years you're going to need it. Don't be lazy. That's what he said. All right. We'll pick it up tomorrow. Geschmack. Good.
Great. Thank you, Rabbi.
Great, Adam. Thanks. Okay. Good everyone, night. Have a great night.
Good night. Good night.
See you, coach. Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, Doc.